Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesday, and welcome to a real cold Wednesday night. It did, I don't want to go on and get on into the show tonight. I don't want to really prolong. I'm sure I know several people probably have some events that's coming up that they want to talk about, whatever. So we probably do that the first part of the show. So at this time now, if anybody has some information on from shows that they want to press one on your phone, you can go on and get the information circulated. Give a few minutes for people to get on. I'd like to make one. For the Twigs race that was set up March the 29th, decided to move that bike race up. Probably the ending part of April, maybe sometime in May. That race will be replaced with a all-out ATV race. Just kind of wanted to spread that around to circulate. And again, the Twigs race that was set up for March the 29th, we actually decided to move that race up to a later date. So just wanted to kind of throw that out there to you guys and be looking. So at this time here, we got one caller, 0311. Your line is open. 0311, your line is open. What about 9340? Your line is open. Okay. What is the 0311? Again, your line is open. We got some connections or whatever. From anyone that's listening now, if you can actually hear me or whatever, just press one on your phone. Just let me know something. I won't open your line up. I just want to see if my voice is okay. We got you. All right. All righty. Now, if you don't want me to open your line, just press 1 again on your phone, and I'll close your mic up. And, we have some that's open. I guess we'll go on. And, all right, 3142. Your line is open. All right, 5414. Your line is open. And we have 8072. Your line is open.
I'm just listening, Chris.
Okay.
I appreciate the race with me and Fed too on the fly.
Okay.
Video.
All right. Yeah. Anytime. Anytime. Man, everybody's quiet tonight for some reason. What about the race coming up this weekend over in the Shady Side, man? No one has any information on it? All right, 3356, so your line is open.
Hey, Chris,
I
want to get custom cuts on there and the Bud Light crew.
Okay.
You know that March 1st is the race coming up.
Right.
We want to see if we can get a race set up with a man under 200 pounds. Okay. I just want to know. I don't give a damn which one of them get mad.
I got you. I understand.
He ain't on here. I know CC on here.
Let me see if I can track him down for a second here. Yeah. Let me. We're going to try 3142 again. His hand is up. Hey, 3142. Okay. Press 1 on your phone, man, and that way that'll turn the light off on your line. All right. 5414, and your line is open.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Press 1 on your phone also, and that way that'll turn that bulb off. And we got 6645. Your line is open. All right.
I don't know where in the world they ain't on here.
We'll find them, man. Let me try the 03. Okay, 0510. Your line is open.
It's Richard.
Hey, how's it
going? Oh, good. Good.
What up?
Can we get a rate with you with somebody under 200 pounds? We got a 199.9-pound motherfucker.
You said, can you get a race with me and somebody that's under 200 pounds?
Yeah.
What you mean?
We ain't trying to write a damn book. We trying to kick y'all ass, or y'all kick ass, you get paid. You where it go.
So what are you saying? You saying, will I race somebody that's 200 pounds?
I know damn well. I said, will you race somebody under 200?
I race people under 200 pounds all the time.
Well.
Yes?
Can Sam get his race back or what? Explain that.
You already know that. I never seen a group of people ask the same question.
But Rich, come on, man. Quarter mile, man. Really? I know we agreed to do it, but damn. We're going to do that too. But I think it's hard to pick and choose, man.
Y'all already know that we racing Sam again. Like,
So I'm gonna let that one go. We won't race Predator, but Killzone got to ride his own bike. That ain't fair, man.
I didn't even know nothing about that one.
I was like, damn. That's where I'm coming from. We just want to race. We lose, we pay.
Yeah.
And we got to beg them street because 1,000 going to be there. 100, slick 200 pounds. We want to try something. We have nothing. It's a fully dressed bike, too.
Okay.
No wheels. No. Well, I don't know why that race can't happen.
I wouldn't say anything can't happen. It's just
y'all got to make sure everything
works. Last time we ran Butler Lime in Valdosta, it wouldn't even hardly run. I don't know if it's got an issue or what, but it ain't been touched since then. So if the track hooks, that's all you got to tell me.
The way the rest of it, they make like no.
What'd you say?
So, I'm good. So you got to catch the track.
Alex.
Yeah.
Now, my bike ain't been touched since Valdosta. I ain't been right either.
Uh-oh. Now,
what you mean, uh-oh? I don't give a shit what he just said. What that mean? That mean you
will get it. I'm still going to get my 8-mile race back. I'm locked in for your quarter-mile race, but I still like to get the 8-mile done. I'm going to ask for it until it gets happened, until it happens, though.
Possum, do you wholeheartedly believe that you're not going to get that race back, or are you just entertaining yourself?
Actually, I do believe I'm not going to get just the 8-mile race back.
You said what now?
I do not believe I'm going to get the 8-mile race back. It's been made very clear to me.
Right. You won't get that race back.
All I was hearing is the first race in the 8-mile, the second race got to be in the quarter mile. That ain't the same race, Rich.
But, you know,
I ain't knocking nobody what they do now. I'm just laying it on the table.
I mean,
we all hit it. You know that I'm going to tell you this.
You know we all hit it, hell. We do it. Just every now and then, can we get a daggum halfway race in our favor or a fair race up? Each one of them.
Well, I mean, if,
one fair race, we'd do four
the
dunks.
Fact, the fact that you just ask for a race in your favor is crazy to me. I just want a fair race, not one in my favor.
So what is the problem? Why, so we can only treat Town Sam bike. Can we get a run?
You can get a run with it on a foot.
Just not third.
If Bud Light Lime is going down the track, that's my only concern. Everything else will fall in place after that. I just want to go down the track. That's it.
I ain't never been down there.
I never even been to that track. You know what I'm saying?
Me neither.
I never even been there.
Me neither.
So I'm sure y'all want to make sure y'all getting down the track or whatever the case may be, but I wouldn't say nothing is, like, ruled out that we won't do or whatever, you know?
You know how they are.
They're not hard to gamble with.
You hear that, Sam? You know we're coming over there, but I hate chasing people. Something always happens.
Alex, yeah, you ain't chasing nobody, man.
You know I'm coming straight over there and get y'all straight hell.
Me and Miss Lime already got it.
I had to drink Bud Light Limes if I get my ass one. And if they lose, they got to drink Bud Lights. So, but yeah, we just want to run, man. Shit.
I'll tell you the truth,
we ain't dialed in either.
We in there now, Shout. We in there now.
And what that means, Shouty?
You hear Alex always looking for an example.
Oh,
he always looking for something to go his way. Hey, Chris,
Look at this ass nigga right here. Come on, man, get it out.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Lil Rich?
What up, dude?
Look, you told him just right.
Well, when the man said, "Can I get a race in my favor?"
Yeah, he
you
just want a fair race.
Yeah, he want one
of his
favorite.
Yeah,
but
you know
I knew that. Yeah, I mean, shit. Boy, what did I say wrong? Sam, 245 pounds, untreated. He ain't really got no business doing the race. Ain't nobody else going to do it.
Hey, look,
like he and running them bike. Hey, tell me, what other big man gonna get on there and try? Why ain't Glenn riding the bike and Sam riding his bike?
See, but that's where you're missing it. If somebody big ride Bud Light Lime, do you think it's a fair head up race with Sam?
Yeah.
How?
Every
so
time I turn
go
around, I hear about
so,
weight.
So hold
that's
on,
all
hold
I hear
on.
About.
Hold
every
on,
every conversation
down,
come with weight, come with. Every conversation with a race.
Hold on, Alex. We was getting somewhere. Let me break it down slow for you, right? Wow. You say, yeah, that's a fair race, right? So you're going to ignore the tire. You're going to ignore the wheel pitch. You're going to ignore everything else, just as long as the two riders are the same weight.
Yeah.
All right, well, that
because,
being said,
I'm saying, man.
I want to run Katrina. I want to run. What's that 1,000? Gretchen in 1,000? Why am I drawing a blank?
Rick,
what's the name of 1,000? I want to run Ric Flair with Katrina. Mean
Duffy. I feel what you're saying, but we won't do that race.
I know you don't. I would never even ask because I ain't looking for nothing in my favor.
Hey, but that ain't what I'm saying, Rick. You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
Why the hell did Glenn want to run out there Ernie Brown then? And we can ride that mug around. You seen how we did the bike. It's the same way.
No, Alex. Glenn don't want to run Ernie Brown.
Okay.
You said that, Alex.
Said that. And you know what? And that man told me don't touch the bike yet because he couldn't make it. And I said, okay.
Hold on 1 second, Alex. Hey, Chris, Tacklebox just texted me and said let him in.
Okay.
His number is.
I got it.
Okay.
Well, y'all right, mother got
box.
No truth with him.
Bridger,
you wild.
Tacklebox.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Hey, can you guys hear me? Yeah, we
can.
What's up, you country motherfucker?
Hey, why are y'all arguing with Richard about weight? Why? But whenever I gotta run, y'all don't give a fuck about my weight. I'm fucking 190 pounds suited.
Are you
but it's okay.
Hey, hold on, I ain't done.
Hold on, let me finish.
Because you ain't shit. That's why.
Who ain't shit?
You.
Oh, hell.
Well, get your ass in.
Hey, don't anywhere arguing with that daggum zero. That motherfucker going to get on grudge talk. He going to talk that, and then when he get to the track and the money go up, he going to drop a whole zero off the end. That something is going to move the decimal every time. Believe it. Ryan.
I'm talking to you.
I told you. You think you're right?
Because
y'all names rhyme together. Ryan and Shine. Dull and Cole. That's who the hell y'all is.
Who the fuck is Ryan and Shine? That has been shit.
Uh-oh, Ryan.
They ain't
never
even. Look,
get started like a two-step. Get on there, Ryan. Get on that two-step, Ryan. Get on there, Wolf. Get on there.
He knows.
Get on there, Ryan.
He best keep his ass in his motherfucking place.
Uh-oh. Hey, Tackle Box.
Yes, sir.
We on this subject about weight, man. What do you think about weight? Wouldn't you like to run a man close to your size sometime?
Trust me, I would love to every day, all day. But when I have to run Caleb, and I have to run Richard, and I have to run Teasley, why are y'all complaining about weight?
See?
Listen, hold on. I'm going to help him out. Weight is a valid point.
Weight is a valid point.
I wouldn't ignore the fact that weight means something. Like you don't have to face your kids here. Where you forget about it, you only look at what can look at the holy place.
I'm saying,
who is running down the highway with the fucking window down? I can't hear anything.
Let me see if I can track
that
down.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we talking about. Well,
right.
But
it ain't me, because I'm sitting here motivating on all the sumbitches that I'm going to tear up this year. Yeah. Alex, you got to look at the whole picture, man. It's a look at the difference.
I'm just throwing rocks at a glass house. I'm just bullshitting. Really,
Alex,
we ain't complaining.
Why
we just going
to
do the same race back. Hey, look, all we want to do is get laughed at again. It's just like when you beat the dog shit out of us. They keep on bringing it up. Shit, let us win sometime.
Wow.
Don't get that win and keep it, and then every time you turn around, posting the video up, talking about it.
Let me tell you why they do that, Alex. Let me tell you why that gets done to you.
Guess what? You know what I think about what somebody think about me? I don't know.
Somebody
got their window down or something.
Let me see if I thought I had stopped. Okay, the
problem.
Try this.
Yeah, you had stopped at one time.
Hey, Alex.
Wow.
Alex. God damn.
All right. We got it.
Yeah, but Alex, you don't let races die. Like when y'all beat me like years ago.
Thank God.
You still talk about them races every chance you get, which is fine.
Richard, don't you even start that. We ran you all them times. It took you to find the right to beat us. It ain't like we. Anytime you came over to the race us, we said no, Richard. That's what I thought.
Yeah, the only time you said,
hey,
yes,
and
we
gonna stop that
favor.
Years ago shit. That's why we telling you to come on back out. Let's keep this thing alive.
Hey, Alex,
We see her trying to run.
Alex.
Yeah.
I love Dusty to death. He's like a brother to me, but I'm going to stick my finger so far up y'all's booty hole this year. You...
You ain't going to stick it on there with Priceless. That ass-whooping calls that motherfucker get thrown out of the crew.
No, he's, but like, he's still around.
When Richard put on us, we didn't cry. We didn't pout. We didn't fall out.
Well, we didn't cry when you beat the dog shit out of us, neither.
No. I just wonder what happened to Richard. Is he still alive?
Oh, he's still alive. I talked to him today. And we got one motherfucker we come for, and that's you.
Please. You talking about some candy. I wouldn't damn that.
I like
motherfucker going down that damn track with a remote control on it. You ain't going to win. You can put a leather suit and a remote control and send that bitch down the track. You ain't going to win.
Okay. Well, we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you're on Richard about weight when weight don't make a fuck no more. There's only so many of us left. So why does it even matter?
Because we want to put a sometimes when the race get too long, we won't put a damn lighter man on the bike.
Man, put anybody you want to on there. It's going to get taken
that's
care
in,
of.
That's in your mind. The other people got to accept the race, you daggum dummy. What the hell you been doing? You high?
Man, I'm fucked up as a damn lab rat.
That's what's wrong with you.
No.
Tell him,
Richard.
Tell him what we're talking
about.
Tell him.
I feel like I
need
to speak my mind tonight and go ahead and forewarn you and everybody else that's in my way that this year.
There it is.
You know who I really
want? Who the hell was that?
There was CeCe. Jackpot, let me ask you a question.
I ain't never heard
of
a
boss
like that.
Hold on, fellas.
Okay,
hey, fellas, let me ask you a question. Let me ask Jackpot a question. So if weight don't matter,
the show
wait, hold on. If weight don't matter, here's what I want to do. I want to throw my one in the break back in the pot, and I take the break from you on Kingpin. I take the break from you on Kingpin.
Hey, look here.
Uh-oh.
You need to go back and play.
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm just asking
why
a question.
Why are you even asking for something? Why?
Hey. Because, you know what? Because I can do that. I tell
okay,
you what.
Well,
I
why
thought...
can't we just do this? Why can't we do this? Let's just skip that. Let's skip that. Let's just me and you go heads up on Metal Militia. Fuck that.
Nah, okay, you know what? This ain't your world. This ain't your world. Okay.
Oh, you've been fired.
What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, weight was the issue. Weight was the issue tonight. So what I'm saying is, I throw my one in the break back out there, and I take the break from you on Kingpin, on y'all fastest bike in the camp. I take the break from you, and I come to your race.
Weight is not a factor with me. I got tired of listening to people saying something to Richard about weight.
We talking about Richard Wade. We just telling Richard that we don't like him running fast.
Okay, well now hold on, Alex. Me and CeCe talking right now. I want to.
No, hell no. That's what I'm
That's
telling
what
you. Don't make it like we crying about weight. We race Richard all the time, but it's fine. We gonna run him in the eighth, but that quarter mile.
Why? We don't have Shetland
season,
ponies.
And them drove around.
We don't have a Shetland pony anymore. We got quarter horses.
See, when I got ready to run tackle box, down this way, down south, we don't ask nothing. We don't say nothing about weight. We don't say nothing about weight. The only issue down here is the weather. That's it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll make this right here real simple. You got a heads-up race with Metal Militia, and you got the break with Kingpin. Now do something stupid.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this, right? Between us,
okay, that's
between
what I thought.
Us,
that's
no,
what I
no,
thought.
No,
this
no,
here is exactly
no,
uh-uh.
No, no, but the reason why you
my
haven't
IQ
been on here because you ain't got the balls.
Every time
you
I
ain't
come
got the
here,
balls.
Drop.
You ain't got the balls to even touch a rider that's on the line right now. But I tell you this right here.
You
what I do.
You beat Shine, Tackle Box. That's who you beat.
Last time, wait, hold on.
Who the fuck is Shine?
That's what I'm telling you. Go ahead.
Hey, this
guy
here ain't CeCe. Fucking 2005. This is 2014. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Uh-oh, Ryan. Where you at, Ryan? You hear that?
I'm trying to get my phone. Let me tell you something, Tackle Box. I'm not fucking coming this way. I'm a militia head up, and I hate to
No, we can run heads up. I'm just, hey,
damn.
Here.
Well, you just
you
got to break. Why you get off a goddamn off the goddamn record?
Oh, God. Uh-oh.
Man, look here. First of all, you need
to... I'm so sorry, so fuck up your head, boy. You have to pull out your car in
the
third kitchen. Now, Ryan, you ain't shit. John ain't shit. Ain't none of y'all shit.
Hey, Ryan.
Well, then run me the head the fuck up. Hey, all right. That's fine. Listen.
If you get on one of them gonna bite, we're going to run your ass here.
Loser gets the break. Every fucking race we do this year, loser gets the fucking break. Now, put your motherfucking money up.
Hey,
we ain't doing that.
Right,
wow. You told CC now that you're running over.
Man, get off his nuts, man.
Listen. I run no militia later for whatever, and then I turn around, and whatever y'all want to do, kingpin for, you let me break with that, and I'll do that race.
Why do you need the break? I thought you had a badass fight. Why do you need the
break? I got a little one thing, man. I had y'all break.
Hey, motherfucker, it ain't my problem that you shifted your money into the 1,000.
You say y'all got the fans of money. I'm a surgeon. You ain't got stuff shit.
Hey, look, if you're broke, I mean, I will wire you some money if that's what I need.
Listen, I got a lot of problems. There ain't one of them, boy.
Well, I can't tell you a kicking-ass motherfucker like the somebody
told
you
that.
Hey, Ryan, hey, Ryan. Now I want to tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all what Tackleball said at the finish line when I beat him the last time in Valdosta. He was like, "I don't know how that happened. I don't know how you beat me." Well, Tackleball, I'm gonna tell you this right here. When I come in the chair, you got
dumbass.
I tell you what, when I come May the 10th, you got action head up with cocaine again, and we'll break that tie.
Hey, Ryan, why are you yapping? Who the fuck was you betting on when you didn't have shit?
What you mean I wasn't betting on y'all?
Oh, my God, you're such a fucking liar.
Shine and Ryan, I'm gonna tell you, y'all lower that money rate right there, I run you. Lower it to 15,
no,
I run you.
Listen, I promise it's gonna have to be somewhere gonna have to be something like that.
Good gracious, man.
How much is it gonna cost to run y'all?
I'm going to make this right here short and sweet because I don't feel like arguing with y'all. CC, Alex, Ryan, anybody else that gets in my way, you're getting
fucked. Is Richard on the phone with Katrina, too?
Yeah, I'm in Tackle Box.
Hey, you ain't called Seed out, Tackle Box.
He don't want to call out Seed. But like I said, ain't the one somebody say, so that means everybody else on the grid line, off the grid line, everybody else, it's fair day.
Ryan, how much you gonna cost to run, y'all? That's all I'm asking. How much
me
you gonna
you
cost to run?
Me and you already discussed this here for the last couple of weeks. Ain't no need up here talking about the same thing.
Hey,
okay,
CB,
well,
you already know what he's going to say, and then
hey,
he'll, the track. He'll drop the damn other zero off, man.
You ain't know me to do that, Alex. Now, you stop that. Hey, Alex.
I know you got it.
Listen, when I tried to run this lady, I told him the number from the get-go, didn't I?
Yeah.
And
that motherfucker is strong.
I really wanted to stick with it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what that your number did? That motherfucker like a damn tomato in the sun. Draw the hell up.
That's all right. It's supposed to get right in the sun.
Dagobah, you got a question.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, Art,
I know you're coming.
I'm gonna be in Memphis. I'm gonna tail ride that race in on May what is the 8th?
10th.
The 10th.
May 10th.
The 10th. May 10th. I'm gonna tail ride that race.
Uh oh.
Hey, you still on? Talk about you still on?
No, we're going back smoking Christmas.
Wow.
Now talk about's gone.
Y'all done ran talk about off, ain't it?
Yeah, I am.
He sent me a text, told me why he hung up, but I can't read it.
Who did that?
Tagabot.
Man, they say, hey, look.
He hung up because seed name came up.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. All jokes aside, and just on everything, that's the easiest count to beat out the hole, man. I don't respect those dudes 2 to 3:30. None whatsoever. And y'all know what kind of combination I had last year. Man, those dudes couldn't even beat me. And everybody know I was the weakest link out there. Those dudes couldn't even beat me to the 60 foot. So what you think? No, I'm telling the doggone truth. And everybody know this. Y'all know I didn't have nothing. So what you think it's going to look like now? Man, they got ass. That's all I'm saying. Man, talk about sit on Kingpin. I give up the bike lane and take the break from Tackle Boss. I take the break from it.
Uh-oh.
I take the break.
Shit, he ain't coming off that bike. Hey, again, yeah. Richard, what we talking about, Richard? Weight.
Huh?
They put that damn weight on that bike. That motherfucker gonna fall off them 2 tenths.
Man, you can say what you want to, man.
He gonna go from extremely fast to mediocre.
Hey, let me tell y'all something now. We all human on the phone. Jeremy Teasley is human. The only thing he's going to do is weak that throttle. After that, it's all on the motorcycle. And I believe with the hit, I got nothing to say in front of any one of them.
Hey, them boys got a open down traction control.
I don't care what they got. You know what? If I lose, I lose. But I guarantee you I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Make sure you lock that door back.
They hit something else. I don't see nobody else giving it out.
Hey,
they want to pocket.
Hey, we about tired of that.
Hey, Custom. I run Mellow Militias, yes, sir. Because I ain't got no respect for it. And they turn around with their kingpin bike and let me hit. Like you said, I'll run them for the same thing or more.
Yeah. Ryan got paid in Rockingham. He went and bought him another car.
Say what now?
You went and bought you a car when you got back in Rockingham that year.
I went and bought me another car.
Hey, you tore their ass up. You told that. You up on land. Y'all in Rockingham. See, them boys ain't ready for ball out down 2-3 months now. Hey, that one thing about them pots now, they hurt you.
Yeah, they will.
I promise you. You play them games you want to. Fuck around and see your ass about twice.
Hey, but Alex, let me ask you a question. If Tackle Boss, let's just say Jeremy Teasley give me the hit, who would you bet with? Now it's everybody's listening tonight. I want you to tell everybody, who would you bet with? If Jeremy Teasley give me the hit, And we both making clean passes that day.
I got to see your bike, man. But if you got the bike, if you got a bike to run like everybody else, not you ain't got to run them unbelievable numbers. You just got to run a consistent number. You run a consistent number, you can hold them off. But hell, people have been got to hit and quit.
Man, I don't. You know what? All jokes aside, I done seen with back in my days racing on the street.
Yeah.
I done seen boosters get 750s a hit and can't catch them, and can't catch them when they run the quarter.
It's a small block, man. Them damn thing probably run them head up.
Yeah, but, you know,
I'm sure we got one, and we told Greg them ass up with that son bitch. Boy, check that motherfucker for 2 hours looking at it, make sure it's a 750.
I want everybody to understand that I wasn't scared 2 years ago or a year ago. I'm not gonna be scared. If somebody gonna give me something, I'm gonna take it. I'd be fooled not to take it. I'm gonna try that. That's all in gambling. I'm gonna try it.
I'm just saying, man. I love the race, and if I lose, I get my ass whooped. I take it.
You get one of them, and one of them.
But talk about them in the game like they're going to buy the game out. Like money stopped when they started spending it.
No. See, that's mean they used to hate to see me come to Memphis.
I'm going to tell y'all something now. When they lose money, when they lose money, they get right back out there. Now, that's one thing about them. When they lose, they get right back out there. They don't mean Bill of Beans.
You say, hey, have anybody seen Price? He still got his bike.
He got a spike.
He in rehab. I heard I got them booked to the Motec back. Booking out Motec like you loan out damn lunch money.
Hey, get the deal.
Now they said portobello lunch roll with wine sauce. Alex would have had beer sauce.
He tried to get out of it. He already got all the beer. He didn't know to get it down.
I don't know. I know Reggie come back to life, man.
If everybody ready like they be talking, it'll be some good races going on at the track.
Oh, that's what I say. We try to race every time we go.
Race garden, race season.
But I'm going to have to learn how to go home.
Hey, and Chris, I want to tell you this right here. Something that was said last week. That old guy called in talking about the old school. Nothing.
Who Eugene?
Nothing. Nothing older than a 05 will beat my bike.
Okay.
So I mean, if he on tonight, if he listening, no old school bike will beat my bike.
They got a new clam tower.
You sure? Come to us. You got to watch some of them GSs now. They don't look good. But them motherfuckers go big.
Ain't no
boosters in pro stop.
Hey, one thing about me, I got to be willing to accept the race first. If he got any confusion about who I'm talking about, he stayed in Kentucky.
Oh, no. Damn, I done had enough fun fucking with y'all. Richard, we're going to see you at Shady Side and Cubs Cut. We're going to get your ass down there. You bring Nino? Cubs Cut.
Yeah, what's going on?
You bring Nino?
I can't hardly hear, man. What's going on? Somebody got... In a restaurant?
Sound like they got the TV up loud.
Nah, I'm in a restaurant. That's what he here. He heard it right.
Mute your phone. You're in a restaurant. Just mute your phone.
I'm in a restaurant. I'm getting some food.
Yeah, mute your phone, dude.
Huh?
Mute your phone. Put it on mute.
Oh, all right.
Mute your phone. Don't know if I want to hear you ordering a Chinese.
All right, I'm going to mute it.
That damn CC.
Who orders Chinese takeout? Wow.
Well, a lot of people do. Don't nobody want to sit in there and eat at the buffet? They just grab something to go.
Man, I can't believe y'all eating that crap, man. Come on, man. Y'all need to get
here
on my guy.
Here the hell we go. Here we go.
You know, I'm just saying, your son was on Facebook talking about taking pills. Now, wasn't he, Chris? Come on, Chris.
Yeah.
He was talking about taking pills. No, no.
Everybody
that was more. No, that was more like opiums and stuff, man. I don't know.
Oh, man, motherfucker doing shit like that. Quit that crazy shit.
Hey, Alex. Anybody know what the weather's going to be at Shady Side this weekend?
What the weather's going to be?
Mm-hmm. I've seen like 3 different reports.
I seen today, 50, and no rain.
It's getting
I'll be on air.
But it's snowing.
On
it's snowing knees. Right now. It's snowing right now. You talking about 50? Come on, man.
He damn me how many times you went outside, it be snowing on the ground, it be 7 degrees the next day. I don't know about that good old Georgia app. That was y'all always say.
Hey, and let me tell you something, man. It's been some good racing down here, man. They had a radio race. I know Chris saw it on the internet. Man, a dude down here set the record, went a 4.11. 4.11. Stock chassis. Yeah, we race year-round down here. We race year-round.
Well, is your egg going to race Sunday? No, we want you.
If the weather be right, That's the whole thing, man. Y'all can't expect nobody to travel, you know, for me, like 6 hours.
You getting paid?
No. Don't put that lie out there.
Oh, no. You ain't?
No, I'm not.
Hey,
let me tell you something.
I'm going to tell you something, CC. If you don't come and you know the whole cool performance team coming and you ain't going to come, you went all them places with Dan?
Why? Hold on. This is the thing.
New mechanic.
Wait, hold on. This is the thing. I race by myself. Coop did my motor. Coop and Rich did my whole bike. Let's put it like that. They ain't got nothing to do with who I call out, what I do as far as racing.
You missing the damn point. I'm telling you, if the team
you keep bringing. Look, Coop ain't got nothing to do with grudge racing. He just did what I paid him to do.
I just came back over here. Who talking about Coop now?
No, Alex bringing it over. He said.
Yes,
no.
I damn sure did, and who the fuck cares, I said.
No, I told him.
Your
look,
whole Cooper team going, why the hell ain't you going?
Look, I told you, Coop and Rich did a job I asked them to do. I paid them for it, that's it. Stop bringing them, they name up when you talking about me. Talk about me. They ain't got nothing to do with who I call out,
Now, why you going to make it look like somebody would talk about them motherfuckers?
That's what you just said. You said,
I told them exactly what I said. Let me tell you, like I tell him, Richard, Glenn, any of them. I said, you mean tell me you ain't coming and the whole team coming?
No, what I'm telling
you
is that. What I'm telling you, my name was the only name on the check that paid the bill. They did a job for me. Don't bring their name up when you're talking about me. Bring my name up. Don't bring Coop's name up. Coop ain't got nothing to do with grudge racing. Rich ain't got nothing to do with my hand of grudge racing.
It ain't like just don't want nobody to say his name. It's more so like Coop don't know nothing about what's fair races, who racing who. When I be in the shop talking about the names of bikes, he don't even know what bikes they are. So
he don't even go to the track.
He don't even come to the track.
He's just like Bob. You know, ain't no problem. I'm just saying, if the whole team going, why ain't you going to support your team? That's all I see.
Anybody
on this motherfucker can see that.
That ain't how you see it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you. Hey, you know what, though, CC? You the damn fool that turns some bullshit around. I swear, boy, something wrong with you.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you this right here. They can say a lot of stuff about me.
Tight shirt and tight pants. Where the hell the fluid gonna go?
Oh man, I mean you trying to make it. That ain't what you said.
I mean,
that
I just want to know shit.
That ain't what you said. That ain't what you said. All I'm saying is,
man,
I roll with my team. Yeah, go ahead.
Look, that's what he said though. He said the whole team gonna be there, and you not gonna be there.
He went in with the clown that shitted him.
Said
why the hell he gonna go with the people who trying to help him?
No,
who said
they
can get his bike down the track?
Who said I want to be there? But see, what y'all want to see, y'all ain't gonna see. See, y'all think y'all gonna see Caesar go down that track, homeboy? That ain't gonna happen.
Man, if you think we scouting you, man, you out of your damn mind.
Look, yeah, you better be.
Man, I need a damn gun. I need to just shoot myself in the damn head. Now I know how Richard feel when you say I'm drunk.
I'm gonna starve your ass. Take your ass away.
You can say what you want to.
Hey, but I'm just saying, CC. If the team rolling, why ain't you rolling, dog? You ain't got to go.
Hey, we ain't rolling.
Ride the other bike. We trying to run your ass. We won't run your feet any damn thing.
Yeah, because you know what? Y'all itching for a win because the last time your team got out there in Valdosta, y'all got raped like a cheap prostitute.
We wasn't
you know,
so,
yeah,
you didn't rock on them, dumbass.
Wait, no. Well, when Possum was down there in Valdosta, Richard raped her like a cheap prostitute, and y'all still trying to get back because that's the only race you asking about. You know, but I'm gonna tell you this right here.
We're gonna keep racing y'all.
Race
so bad, there should be no problem giving the same race back.
Oh man, look at here, man. Don't even say that, man. You know what? The way you got beat down there, man. You need to take a year off and think about it. That's what you need to do. Take a year off and think
about
it.
You talking
about
everybody get their ass?
No, you was out about Katrina, and
Richard literally gave you the break.
Talk about Katrina. I ain't got nothing to do with Katrina. I ain't got nothing to do with that fight.
And you remember you throw that up in our faces, and that motherfucker massacred your ass too.
I tell you what. Tell you this right here. Richard on the phone. If you want to talk about Katrina, Richard will answer every question you ask. I ain't got nothing to do with Katrina.
You always talk about everybody's ass whooping, but you don't talk about yours.
No, you up here sticking up for something that you ain't got nothing to do with. You don't come down here. You don't ride a motorcycle.
Hold up. Bring your ass down here and see if I get on something.
Man, whatever, man.
Would you like to lock it up?
Like I said, man, talk to Richard about Katrina, man. Talk to Richard about Katrina. Y'all need to run that race back.
They don't talk too much about Katrina to us.
They ain't. I know you said that, Alex.
We're going to run you. No, you seen us said it. We gonna run, but this time we come to racing. We ain't looking at no damn football and shit. Sitting over there waiting for cuff and cut punk ass, trying to get that little chain.
Let me tell you this, if you want to know the real truth, Richard,
that's why we wasn't shaking the pack down because he was waiting on them because they had the lock up.
Well, I tell you what.
And then we went and got embarrassed instead of dialing the bike in.
Like I told you, and you can go ahead and screenshot it. When I get ready to run y'all, I bet 1,000 over whatever y'all bet. And I told
you
that.
Nothing extra, so you ain't gonna talk about that.
And I told you that. If y'all figure out, if y'all think I owe y'all some money,
I bet you a thousand. We run Katrina before you even think about running us. Bet that.
Oh, no, Katrina. Wait. No. I tell you what. Let's put that thousand.
Think about running us.
No. Let's put that thousand on that race, and I guarantee you, Katrina will beat y'all by 3 bike lengths. Now I put a thousand on that.
Well, be there. Be there when it happens.
Because he beat that. Hey, I was there last time when it happened. He beat y'all by 6.
How many did he give you to break by and run away from me?
You better look at the tape.
Richard, how many did you beat him by?
I don't know. it's got a video on YouTube. Go look at him. It's 6
fighters.
Yeah.
He gave you 6 on the start.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this right here. Your adolescent son should have shit the whole show down when the bike wasn't burning out. But you know what? He went on down the track trying to prove something, and he got what he needed to get, a behind whooping. But you know what?
Guess what, though? They got their money. They got a handshake. They tortured their other out of it.
And
that was it. They got paid.
They got you in 2014 still talking about the same race.
No, this motherfucking retard right here.
No, you a retard.
Man, are you going to run or not? You coming now. What do you need? You need a hotel? What do you need?
I sleep in my truck before I get a hotel from you. I sleep in my truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I sleep in my truck. Yo, it's enough room in there. I can sleep in there. Yeah.
Now you bragging about a car. Who the fuck cares?
It's not a Titan like you drive.
You can't race the car. Or do you race the car?
Wow.
So what makes you happy?
Man, look, let me talk to somebody.
You think you got a truck? Ain't nobody else got a truck?
Let me talk to somebody with a little sense. I'm going to get tired of talking to ignorant people. Sam, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Okay.
You got a headache, Sam. You going to get one now.
Did I say anything wrong tonight about your crew? I mean, you dealing with a crew full of drunks. I mean.
He drank, too.
Yeah, but he don't talk it. He don't talk it. You talk it. He show your ignorance.
I can't believe you say people talking stupid.
No,
and
I ain't talking.
You're king of stupid talking.
No, but because you know what? Y'all sat there on Facebook and said, why don't I run Buckhead up? I'm going to tell you, that would have been stupid. That would have been stupid because I can't beat that man head up. But with one in the break,
you can't beat nobody head up.
Guys,
hold up. We got another call here, man. We got 9195. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Just Mr. No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest itself. Hey, see, get on the ass. Alex, why you fucking with that man about a race happening last year?
Hey, cause we ain't fuck with that race no more. We going back to the drawing board.
Yeah. It's a new year for everybody.
We're going to run the race back.
Hey, Roger, let me tell you something, man. Everybody want to see a cheek shakedown from me. Everybody want to see me turn my bike up. And they ain't going to see that. When I come out with this motorcycle, I'm going to come out beating heads in. If you get in the way, Alex, I'm going to beat your son head in. I'm going to beat your son head in. If talk about getting away or Jeremy Teasley, it don't matter, man. It's all a race. I ain't scared of no loss. I got in a four horseman race. I ain't scared of no loss. And I still lost. It ain't no thing.
You can't beat nobody with that swap, man.
That's something that you're trying to protect your son from. Your son's going to lose in this thing, man. Motherfucker.
You know,
your son's
on
loose,
you.
Man. You go to the next room and look at your
hey,
son.
Alex.
Hey, look, son, you
hey,
a loser.
Man, what a headache.
Alex.
What a headache.
What hardcore called me tonight for and told me Duff's going to ride his bike against Richard on Bud Light Lime, they going to give them a break.
I don't know. I ain't talking to nobody.
Yeah, either.
I'm sitting there telling you Duff's supposed to ride Larry bike against Richard.
I seen that. Do y'all want to commit suicide? Who?
I mean, Duff's going to take an L. If he take that race right there, he's going to take an L, and they're going to give him a break.
Okay. Well, we'll see then. Hey, Richard, y'all give him the break, Richard?
That's what I was calling. But obviously, that's after we test to make sure that the bike is, you know, like we just got to get down.
I just heard Richard stutter a little bit.
Man, hey, look. I don't know what the hell you think Bud Light Lime is, but I'm going to tell you.
No, I'm just saying Bud Light Lime got a good
ain't
rider.
Nobody
I can't tell you from Richard. Richard a good rider. I'm telling you, an eighth of a mile is
hey,
the
man,
rider. It ain't the fucking bike.
We don't give a damn about Richard.
It ain't the fucking bike in an eighth of a mile, man. For real. You can have, I'm telling you what, you can have all the bike in the world in an eighth of a mile.
Look, everybody,
quarter mile, you can make a mistake.
I sleep in the tree, Alex. I sleep in the tree so damn bad, so they ought to do that race back.
You know what I mean? That eighth mile, we race.
We ain't worried about who riding nobody bike. Hell.
Well, I'm just saying, so you know what I mean? Alex, so you saying Dust will beat Richard if he get the break on Larry bike. So you going to tell me that right now on the phone?
I don't know nothing about that race.
But I'm just
saying,
I'm bringing it to your attention. You know, I talked to you on the regular.
I'm telling you what just went down. I just posted it on Facebook. Listen, what I'm going to tell you. If my son get on that bike, I'm betting with him.
Hold on. Hold on, if that mom get on the ship, I'm sticking with him. Larry want me to ride his bike, and they're giving us a break. Gotta take that.
That's right.
Oh, he on here. Shit.
He on there. He hit. Now, Dustin, ain't that the race?
They giving us the break.
They giving y'all the break. In eighth of a mile. If
I ain't taking nothing from Dust,
but I'm telling Dust right now, if he slip at the tree, he dead wood.
He ain't going to slip at no damn tree.
I got one other question. Tell me if this makes sense. Well, why the hell they don't get ED the break? Let us wiggle with Ernie Brown. We'll crank the bitch up, let it run for 10 minutes, ride it down the road, ride it back, and pull up to the line. Let us break on that. We ain't got to borrow no goddamn bike, and we need a handbag bike. Shit.
Just give me my damn race back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give us our daddy records.
He slept with Katrina.
Who did? No.
I sleep with him.
No, how you know when he hit the bike it didn't move?
He's stupid. He don't know that.
He slept with Katrina. That's all I see. It's on tape.
Hey, Jerry Jones, like I told you, why won't you put a gun to your temple and smack the trigger? And do us all a favor.
Well.
So you telling me to kill myself?
Wouldn't be the first time you told somebody to do that.
You know.
Why you keep on bringing up something that happened last year? And then you just told me clown.
It's so hard for me to forget about it. That's all. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, what makes you special? Because you got long hair.
Wow.
You got pretty clothes.
Wow.
Is it long hair or pretty clothes?
You don't need to argue with him. And when I text him the other week and asked him for a reason, he wanted to be my friend. Hey, I'll get back to you later, dog.
How does that want to be your friend? That's just saying I want. I'm gonna get back with you. Let me ask you something now. Why is it that you and your son always talking about my features? I mean,
Y'all talk about my hair. We
don't want none you got, including that big ass truck that you can sleep in. We don't want none of that.
Well, you mean to tell me that Ford F-250 diesel? That's I keep running. You know, when I get out at the store, I don't never switch it off. Oh, you talking about that truck? No, because
okay,
I got two trucks. I'm just saying. Are you talking about that
what
truck?
You talking about? Are you talking about the new Escalade with the drop back to the four cylinders on the interstate, ESV Platinum?
Oh, you talking
which
about?
One
you
talking
about?
You fucking clown!
Alex,
you want to talk about a car?
Hey, Alex.
What?
Alex.
Huh?
How about we just get off our first race that we got to get off with you with that little BX 15 or 12 that y'all going to run us with, and the other races we'll worry about them later. Because first of all, we got to make sure that track is running right, because we're not trying to do a whole bunch of races, because it's not like it's the best of track, and plus it's an eighth of a mile. And with Sam keeps calling out that same race, which we're going to do at a quarter mile track, because he already said we're going to do two races in one.
So we can stop.
Hey.
I say, you want to know if you say the track got to be hooking right. I say, you bring an old pair of shoes and take the shoe strings out of them and walk to the starting line and let me see how you walk then.
I understand that too, but I know what I got going on.
You know what I'm saying? I dumped a lot of money in this race this year. You know what I'm saying? For everybody to know about.
I'm quite sure you do it. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody have a race for a lot of money into their track and trying to get everybody to run right. Even
you
then,
gotta
I'm
have it
any
right.
Event.
I mean, the weather's going to be right. Everything, we ain't got nothing against us.
But sometimes everything don't always run the way you're going.
Hey, Roger, what she's saying is you ain't never been to a race ever, and the fact that we don't know if you're going to hook.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody, that's just like NASCAR. You're going to adjust to the track, ain't you?
Hey, we're going to adjust to it.
Hold on, though.
We ain't worried about that.
If it's cold outside, ain't nothing you can spray glue to your business face.
Exactly. Roger, you know what the temperature going to be. Do you know what the temperature is?
It's not like long.
All you can really say is that you made the preparations to make
Richard, you know, that's right. I'm going to make it right, though. Let me tell you. We got perfect weather for running. You know what I'm saying? 60-something degrees and 73 degrees on Sunday.
Okay.
All I'm saying is,
you know
is
what I mean?
One
go to Weather Channel and check out the weather.
Thing. I don't think one of us racing in Maryland and the other racing at Rockingham. We're the same damn place. And I'm going to tell you like this. Fuck it. Bud Light Lime ain't been hooking no damn way. Nowhere to go.
Wow.
That is.
The young lady was making a good point.
Wow.
We've been racing.
I will tell y'all this. If y'all get down there and can't hook, I'm coming over there and bail on y'all wearing the brown. I'm gonna tell you. But that white ass green, that thing made me hot. You know it's been. I'm thinking about it. I'm coming. You remember that conversation we had last night? You, Roger, and Santos, and Glenn got on there with his shining ass. Yeah.
You better
be hooking.
Hey,
I'm going to ride that motherfucker over there and bail on you. I'm telling you now.
Honestly, even if the bike hooked, we still got other shit we got to check. That bike ain't even been down nowhere, nothing, since it wasn't right.
Hey, Ernie Brown ain't neither since we pulled it out, breaking up at Rockingham.
everybody really ain't tested this year. You know what I'm saying? Everybody really ain't tested. We the only one had some testing time. I mean, you know, it's been warm in the Carolinas. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has been having snow and shit.
Been having some great weather.
You know what I mean? But I mean,
it's just
said
a minute
we
ago.
Ain't even tested our 14 yet. We just going to take it out there, hold the fucking hook, and we win. Hey, look here. We've been testing, you know, goddamn, we won our race back with Bud Light Lion too, you know what I'm saying, with the Duke Carolina bike. We want that race back. You know what I mean? But Spencer don't want to do the same race over.
He going to do the same race twice.
Your husband. He on his Spencer. You on his Spencer.
Miss Bob, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Spencer.
See,
you ain't going to do the same right twice.
Hold on a second. Miss Bud Lightline, we agreed on that race down there in Valdosta. Y'all kicked the dog shit out of me. Everybody bragged about it. He got on the video and bragged about it. Y'all taught me a lesson, blah, 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 blah. I just want to get my race back. I agreed to Glenn for the quarter mile race.
Hey,
I wasn't going to do that. I don't even lock that in with a poke out. I'll lock it all in. I'm still going to do that quarter mile race. But I'm saying, why can't I get my original 8 mile race back? Because Glenn said straight up, I'm not getting that race.
Tracy, do me a favor and ignore the shit out of Possum right now.
No, don't ignore the shit out of me, Richard. This is real fucking
You know why? Because that motherfucker keeping it real.
Who said you can't get it back? Go ahead. Call and put him on the phone.
Hold on, Possum. Have we or have we not been down this road? Did you or did you not agree to a race?
He agreed to that race.
No, I can't get an 8 mile race.
He said that you're going to get your 8 mile race back and y'all going to do 2-1, and you said yes, did you not?
I told y'all to agree to that, but I'm saying we're coming up on this weekend. Why we got to duck that? I'll still do the quarter mile race. That's way away.
But for one, if we give you the 8 mile race, then where the hell are we going to do the quarter mile race and back what you told us we're going to do?
You don't think I
want
to do the quarter mile race?
No, tell me,
and scratch the quarter mile. I'm scratch the 8 mile and a quarter mile, and just do a quarter mile later. Same thing.
No, we're trying to. First of all, we want to be in a better track. We don't want to be in that track. But tell me, what is the race that you consider to be?
Hey, look here. And she talking about this track. Look here. Come to the track and see how the bike hook and what's going to be the excuse. You know what I mean? So if the track right for you, Tracy, you and Possum do the race. You know what I mean? I'm going to satisfy you to the best of my ability. You know what I mean?
Tracy, let me holler at you. Listen. If we come to the racetrack and the track is hooking, and everything is going good, you already know, Possum.
Let me finish that statement.
Possum, you keep asking the same exact question over
until
over,
it happens.
I'm gonna
ask you, Tom, blow the damn face, because there's people out there that keep saying y'all whooped my ass. I slept the damn tree. Now you're not aggravated with it. I'll talk about it till the cows come home. And you retired drag racing? I will talk about it.
We'll do it first.
That's right. Hey, Sam. Again, 130 versus 245.
Wow. People talking about
the track.
Valdosta was.
Wow.
Hold on, Alex. Hold up. Valdosta was not into its park. It was not up to par because of weather conditions, so we all had to detune our bikes to get down the track. So we'll be faced with the same damn thing at this track if that's the case, and I can get my tuner, which he'll be there, and he'll get me down the track. And I'm sure
if you got your tuner there with you, you adjust to the track.
Hold on, Valdosta wasn't that great, and we all was detuning. In
right.
other words, the next time we race you, last time the door was left wide open. You didn't capitalize. The next time we race you, we're not trying to have that wide open. You can beat Bud Light Lime in the 8 mile. We know that, and you know that, which is why.
And you also know you're in the corner because you said it.
Over. So what I'm saying is, next time you're gonna earn it. It ain't gonna be no popping and spitting and spinning and detuning and all of that. The next time we just trying to make sure we right. That's it. So we're not committing anything for this weekend.
That
but
sounds
if we
good.
Get there, if we get there and that bike is running like it's normally running or whatever, or it ain't got to be running like it's normally running, it's running whatever I feel like is good enough for that race at that day.
Shit.
And you
already
know
that. You hear the tuna and the rider talking now. He said, "God damn, he can have the bike right. If the track right, man, that motherfucker ain't going to never be right."
Man, I give up. I give up. I'll be selling nitrous at the track this weekend. Passing out beers.
Possum, you give up. I just answered. So basically, you want us to say yes? We racing you this weekend.
Why not?
I just told you why not.
Richard just told you in so many words, if the bike right, he going to race you, though.
I keep saying that. The owner of the bike came on the show and said no.
They want to try to have something fine, right?
Tracy, do you or Spencer have any problem with what I just said at all?
Not at all.
If the bike is running right, Possum. We're not Bike is running good. You already know
Richard, do like us. Just run. But do you like that with Katrina? You knew we wasn't right, but that ain't leave you off for fucking with us.
But you still ain't listening to the man, though, Alex. He said if the bike is right,
and
the track is right.
Hold on, Alex.
They did us that way.
Just because you do goofy stuff or whatever it is that you call yourself doing, just because you wrong, your bike ain't running right, you going to race it, that don't mean I got to follow in suit.
So now I know just to go home.
And we raced when we wasn't right, and Valdosta didn't win the race. We wasn't right, and neither was he says. So it's not no thing like we just won't gamble. It's a thing that happens at the racetrack or whatever the case may be, but I'm not the last time I rode that bike, it wouldn't even leave the starting line without breaking up and bust up.
Remember what I told you in Valdosta? I said this race could turn out to be a race at every damn track event. I'm in it.
Yeah, listen, I hear you on that, but because y'all feel like you want to run when your bike ain't right, that's gambling, I'll be damned. I'm not saying we got to be running our best number ever or got to be flying or nothing like that. I can assess the whole situation and say this is what we're going to run today here, you know, whatever the case may be. But the last time we ran the bike, it wasn't running right at all. We still raced. We somehow or another got a win. You gave us a win, to be honest. It was a gift. It won't happen like this again. I'm not banking on you getting that 300 light again. I'm banking on you getting the good.
300 light. 300 light.
That's what he said. Or his people said that. But all I'm saying is we're not banking on that again. That was luck.
He had a worse light. But shit, fuck
we're
it.
Not banking
that's
on that
race.
Again.
I was yawning in the tree. Somebody put a damn pillow on my helmet.
That whole day you did three shakedowns and waited for you to get your bike right. When you finally
I'm
going to
tell you what,
you
with the weather
right,
this weekend,
bike was right. So we still race
with the weather,
anyway.
We need a race in the daylight. Y'all worried about it like that because I'm telling you, when it gets cold, shit don't like to work.
Oh, man.
Hey,
come on.
Man,
shut your gay ass up. You ain't coming no way, feminist.
That three on the block.
Go set at home and you should clap your hand. Look at Oprah Winfrey.
I want to make sure Possum is cool with all of that. you cool with it being that
I'm
way,
listening.
Possum? Are you cool
again?
With it being that way? Are you cool with it being that way? What I just
repeat
said?
The term.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I'm
90% of it. Did you just like say some more terms? I heard Miss Bud Light talking to.
No, all I'm saying is I'm not making no commitment. We'll see when we get to the track. That's the only times it is.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you to lock in. I'd like you to say, yeah, as long as the track is right, we race. That's it. That's all that has to be said.
I
think
we locked in right here. Chris Moore about to over there, 74-inch bike.
So you want me to
take
the
clown. He want
to
have something to clown. Nope.
You want me to
say
change my wording?
Richard?
You want me to change my wording to yes? If the track is cooking and the bike is running good?
Man, that would have saved probably 15 minutes of conversation. Yeah.
I said that 15 minutes ago. Exactly.
Man, God,
oh my God.
They want to have
so
something clown. That's all. That's
man,
all they want to have something clown.
Look, you redheaded clown, stepchild. Hush, man. Race them damn buddy.
Man, look, let me tell you something.
Man, don't
tell
me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You just worry about your bike and a brake.
Look, let me tell you something. You just want Rich to get on here and obligate himself to a race, and then you get on here next week talking about they were scared to race you.
I don't care
that's
if it's Richard or Jeremy fucking Teasley. They beat the brakes off of me and I want my fucking race
that's
back.
That's all you're trying to do, man.
And you will get your race back.
I hear you, Richard. My argument ain't with you.
You can't run one race and
race
and then get by and then run in a quarter. That ain't fair. That's not the same race. Damn what y'all talking about.
All they want is a cheap win. You know what? I want
to race. That's not a cheap win. That's a win.
Cheap win?
No, a cheap win?
Oh, my God.
I don't think he wants a cheap win. I ain't even going to put that on it. All I'm saying is that people get the race.
We get our ass what
back.
We pay.
You will
have
get
you
the
never
race
got
back.
Paid?
The next time you ask it, know that the answer is the exact same. You will get the race back, period.
That's right. If we what run you in a quarter of a mile, we're going to run you next time in a quarter.
Back,
we ain't going to run you
what
in the next
what
time.
Race back, all I can say to you is that it's going to be when we run it right. That's it.
Didn't y'all go longer? Didn't y'all come back longer?
No, we didn't touch the
bike.
Nothing.
Hey, yes it is. Hey, Miss.
We lying.
Hey, wow.
That daggum spent take a picture of his damn thing he do up there on that bike. He keep it on Facebook. It's nice too.
Wow. That's crazy.
But he do have it on there.
It's the same motorcycle.
That's your bike. I don't give a damn what you do to it.
Hold on, Possum. But have we asked one question about what's your bike or whatever? Like, as long as it's Possum and it's Bud Light Lime, that's it.
That's it.
If you don't expect us to ever make changes, then you're fooling yourself.
Well,
yeah.
I know the combination we agreed on, and Glenn told me he couldn't do that. And I said, it's all the shit y'all got.
Wow.
So I left the bike alone.
It's crazy.
Then they wait the week before the race to cut my ass out.
So you was basing what you do to y'all's motorcycle off of what Glenn said.
That's what happened. He said he's not going
off on. Off of so whether y'all improve y'all bike or make it.
That's right. We were gonna put the cut tail on. We were gonna get in the crazy.
I'm in the same boat. I ain't even been back to the shop. I changed my oil one time since December.
All right. Well, that's a classic example of run your own race. I promise you, I don't care what nobody do to their motorcycle. What we see is to improve what we do is what we're going to do.
Do it.
Exactly.
That's why, didn't I tell you that's why I ain't running? Because I'm coming looking like everybody else. Not let y'all give me the wiggle this weekend. I go and shoot.
Hey, Richard.
What's up, Pop?
Jump box on y'all bike now, right? Starter box, right? Y'all took the starter off.
We took the second battery off and put in it.
Yeah, y'all
took
it, yeah.
Yeah. What's that got to do anything?
Nah, I'm just saying, you know, because we talked about it last night, you know.
You know, we trying to run Santos and trying to get that race back with y'all, you know, because Caleb rode the bike last year.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Right, we would love to get that race back, though, you know,
yeah,
being
what,
honest
what,
with you.
What was you asking about the car?
I'm just saying because you made changes on the bike. He said, you know, it don't matter if you make changes. Anybody going to get better.
But at
you know,
the same time,
making changes.
At the same time, our bike has not been freshened up, and for two, I know we're not coming there to do no five damn races. I don't give a damn what track we at. We ain't coming to throw our bike, then we can't do. We
no,
do
but I'm asking, can we get our race back with y'all bike? You ain't got to race nobody else just unless you want to race us. You know what I mean?
But
can we get that race back?
But we always got to race it with Alex.
With Alex. If Alex can back out on you, I'm just saying, can we be next in line?
The 14, right?
Hey, listen. I'm going to simplify all this. If Bud Light Lime is running right, y'all, each and every single person on this line right now, each and every single person.
It don't matter. When you put that if in there, that if will save you out of any damn situation you get in.
Hey, that's why it's in there. That's exactly
why it's in there. I'm not being funny.
You know, now you know what I know. That's exactly why it's in there. Because if the fight don't run right, we not going to do nothing.
I ain't knocking nobody for what they do. I'm just saying.
I'm not. I'm not saying we're not going to do nothing. I'm saying that I'm not committing to nothing on the phone right now blindly. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know, I didn't know it was so crazy, whatever the case may be. Obviously, it makes no sense what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But the shoe will always be on the other foot. One day there'll come a day when your shit ain't run right last time you wrote it, and I'm going to be calling you out, and then you're going to have to say the same exact thing to you right now. And I'm going to laugh
exactly.
If you gave Katrina the same race, same thing this year.
Listen.
No
questions
asked. Head up.
I don't do
much. Same
part of
everything. You know what I mean? We ain't complaining.
Don't have nothing to do with what I do, Alex. I respect y'all hustle. I respect that y'all race when your bike wasn't running right. But nobody made you do that. That was something y'all did.
Man,
right behind you and do the same thing. That's crazy.
I'm not. I ain't tripping on nothing. If the bike ain't right, the bike ain't right. I'm just gonna tell
right.
you from now.
That's
when I ain't right,
saying.
I'm going
that's
home just like
saying.
Y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Possum, I got a question for you. Possum. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. Just say if you would got past Rich. If you had beat the dog crap out of him, would you have gave him that race back this weekend?
If I had beat the dog crap out of him, we would have had to renegotiate.
Stupid.
No, I'm saying because y'all sitting up here wanting this man to run y'all again.
Hold on. You want me to answer your question?
Dumbass shit like that.
No, you want me to answer your question? That's not even a problem. I believe Possum will run me back just like we going to run him back. The whole issue right now today is that Possum wants me to say that we're running him March 1st. I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to commit to it.
Exactly.
What I will say is Possum will get his race back when Bud Light Lime is running. If it's just running, that's it.
But you know what?
Let me ask you this question then. See, okay. CeCe, do you still want me to answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
If I was to beat the dog shit on Richard and Richard's bike was running right, we would have to go back and renegotiate a fair race in the 8th mile for him. I would give him his race back and have to give up something.
Yeah,
okay?
He would do
that's
dumb
how I
shit
operate.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get
okay,
out of hood, Richard. You do
let,
honest.
Let me ask you this, Possum. Just say if they race you this weekend and you sleep the tree again, are you going to come out next week talking about you need another race? You need another race.
We're good.
If I sleep the tree again, And he fucking gets my ass again the same damn way. He gonna get paid again. And that gives me the right to ask for the same damn race right. I'm gonna keep racing until I get the fucking race right. Damn.
No, you want to keep. You want to keep racing. You want to keep racing until you get a win. But brother, some races
you ain't
gonna win.
No.
Man, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
It ain't gotta be a win. I gotta get my respect back. My point is, I like neck and neck race. Okay, he beats me by a damn tire link. Come on, man, we gotta do that again.
Let me tell you something. Grudge racing is never no nick to nick. It's always a different outcome in every race. So if you're looking for that, you really ain't been in this thing as long as I thought you have.
Well, I think I found it. With Bud Light Line. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I mean,
you know what, though?
If I keep paying to find out, then I'm going to keep paying to find out. At least they get in a race. Everybody's crying.
Right.
Ain't no racing. Everybody's fucking racing. Ain't nobody racing.
There you go.
Got a damn race. Hey. Everybody's cock-blocking a race. Come on now. But, okay, I answered your question. I have a question for Little Richard, please. Are you there?
What's up, Awesome?
Hey, buddy. Check it out. You agreed the bike's running right. We're going to do that race back, right? So let me just ask you this kindly. All these other races everybody's trying to set up with Bud Light Line this weekend, and you agree to do this. If the bike's right, you're going to run me, make me the first race y'all pop off. You won't do any other races until you run me. Because if you run it right, you're going to run them, right? I'm asking a simple question.
Why is it we got to make you first before we run anybody else?
Because he don't want to last.
Get it ready. Get it all out of the damn way, and you'll have all night long to get it done. It's just a race, right? It's just a race, and if you're running right, then you'll run whoever that's there, including me. So why don't you just go and get me on out the way?
Why not get somebody
else? Because we'll wait all damn night long.
Why would I say we're going to do you, we're not going to race nobody up till we race you? Why? If we run you last.
Why not? You asking me why? I asked you, can you? It's a simple yes or no, buddy.
Before I can say yes or no, I'm trying to understand the point of it. If we run you last.
Because if you're going to run other people and you run those races, whether you win or lose, I'm going to sit back and go, why can't we run? And later you say, well, because the bike won't ride, the track won't ride. Well, the track won't ride and the bike won't ride, why'd you run them?
If the bike ain't riding and the track won't ride, I'm not running them neither.
Exactly.
But you're going to get a hard quarter break. Miss B.L.
I'm going to get a hard quarter break. I'm going to get a hard quarter break if the bike is right and the bike is right.
But y'all comfortable to give that motherfucker the break? What y'all know? We don't know. That deal's a motorcycle.
I didn't want to bring it. Go ahead, Bruce.
I would love to tell you yes or no if I just understood why. Why we would be like? I mean, it don't make.
I'm just saying. I didn't even know nothing about the race.
It's not locked in. Like I can see if it was locked in that we got to run you for. But as long as we run you, if we run an art and we run you, we want to run you. It don't matter when we run you, right?
Oh my god!
Hey, motherfucker!
Richard's been around a long time. That's all I can say.
I'm gonna go ahead and
he might not be that old,
right,
but
he's
been around a long time.
Hey, now, I'm going to tell you this right here. Now, this is what I heard. Possum, now, if you ever got a question about me being put on a fly, don't go back and tell somebody else. The only reason why you're trying to get rich is to lock in a race. Let me tell you this right here. The only reason why you trying to get rich to commit yourself to a race so you can get on here next week and bash it. I'm going to tell you this right here. This is what was told to me. You calling around talking about why Custom Cuts getting put on the fly. He ain't did nothing. He ain't did that. Let me tell you something. You make a name
on,
just
on,
like I done made
a
name for myself.
Don't ever accuse me of motherfucking
people.
Don't ever put my name in your motherfucking mouth. Don't ever lie on me.
I'm gonna tell you straight in your fucking face. Don't ever fucking call my name.
You asked me, buddy, or we can talk on the damn track.
Hold on. This ain't something that I gotta fucking care about.
I don't care about no goddamn flyer. Fuck you.
Look, let me tell you something.
Sam, don't go out of character.
Sam, but what I'm saying is, why you coming at me like that? This was what I was told. Somebody told me that you called him talking about why you got to put custom cuts on the fly.
Well,
he
tell
ain't
that,
did
tell
nothing.
That
I need to be on the
come
fly.
Come on the radio
look,
and say it, because I don't call talking about you.
Listen, bro, I don't care nothing about the threats and stuff like that, because I know it only goes so far.
You hear me threatening you? I talk in your face about it. Ain't nobody threatening you.
Hey, look, man.
I'm
done talking to you. You accuse me. You put my name in your mouth, and I don't know where I call
you.
Put that person
on
blast.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying, man.
Come off this stuff, man. Come off this stuff. You ain't talking about race.
Sam, you that mess, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. I ain't said nothing wrong. I'm just saying you had a problem
you
with
just,
being
you
on the fly.
You had
a problem for years.
Man.
Why am I gonna have a problem with you being on a fly? Why am I gonna have a problem with you being on a fly? I don't care if you're on a fly. You're everywhere. You got a poster. I don't care.
Look, that's what I'm saying. Why are you spazzing out? Let me finish what I was saying. Look,
hey, I'm Richard on the fly. Boy, like lime on the fly.
I understand.
I've been on the fly. I've been on several flyers.
Look, Possum, what I'm saying is, man, I ain't said nothing wrong to you. I'm just stating what was told to me. You make a name for yourself, you can get put on the fly. But as long as you get left at the line like you did about Austin, you ain't going to get put on the fly.
Wow.
Hey,
Cuz.
Get that out. Okay.
CZ. CZ.
Yeah.
Hey, man. How can you act like that, man?
Man, what did I say, man?
I'm going to tell you something. Do you remember when you asked Richard, do you want to ride your bike? Now, he going to build that motherfucker and we'll not ride it. What the hell that tell you?
Hey, look, it don't matter.
I had to do it. Because Richard said it on here.
Look, one thing about me, Richard, Alex, y'all see stuff about me that I don't care about. It don't matter to me.
No, I'm just saying, you remember you thought you were going to jump off crazy and just say you want to ride your bike?
What you talking about? Who want to ride who bike?
When you asked Richard, did he want to ride your bike?
No, I never asked Richard to ride my bike.
Oh, my God. So you ain't going to lie.
Richard, you want to ride? I don't ask Richard to ride my bike. Shit.
Yeah, I never asked Richard to ride my motorcycle.
Richard.
What? What's up?
You remember when Cuz asked you to ride his bike and you put him straight in his place? You remember that night?
I thought he was asking.
Richard, ain't no way in the world.
I thought Grudge Talk Radio was going to ask questions. All I did was ask a question to Possum.
I wasn't disrespectful.
I was just saying, if you're going to talk about custom cuts, let custom cuts know. Don't talk about behind my back.
He was talking about Jerry Jones, man.
Man,
he's talking about Jerry Jones. He wasn't talking about Cuff.
Y'all made a left-hand turn somewhere, man.
I'm going to let everybody know what I'm talking about.
A flyer and the fool ain't even coming to the ready.
Yeah.
Take your ass off the fly any damn way, Rob. You see him coming.
It's just a fly. I got Richard on a fly. But like I'm on a fly. I ain't even got my bike on no goddamn flyer. Can I get a flyer?
Thanks.
All right, guys. We got another caller on here. So let me open up the line. We got 8182. Your line is open.
Hey, man, fuck that flyer, man. Nobody don't give a damn about no goddamn flyer. Fuck that flyer.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Well.
Yep, that was nice.
That was who?
Fuck that flyer. All you want, you ain't worried about nobody talking about you, but you want a fucking flyer. Fuck a flyer.
Uh-oh, CC. They got to be talking about
CC.
Y'all keep saying, uh-oh, CC, but CC the only one walking around the track with no bodyguards and nothing. Y'all think y'all scared me?
Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm the highest. I mean, y'all, come on, man. All those threats and stuff, that don't matter to me.
Man, ain't nobody threatening you. Ain't that mother dang on race. Ain't nobody trying to damn fight.
Yeah, all right. Come on,
not,
man.
No way.
Come on,
not
man.
The fight is over, hopefully.
Hey, Pablo, yeah,
man, let's go,
man. He's the right line.
Yeah, let's keep this the right
Yeah,
man,
I mean,
that was crazy cover shot, man.
I got the line, too. You calling that man talking about a damn flyer.
Wait, hold on. What did Chris? I'm talking to Chris. I'm talking to the host of the show. Chris, did I say anything wrong? I just asked a question. That's it.
It was the word.
It was the way you presented the question. It was the way you presented.
Okay, well, you know,
crazy,
you know what? So Chris,
what you got in your shop?
Money
and good money.
Wait, hold on, Chris, and everybody on here. When they come on here calling me all kind of names, my outside or custom cousin Jerry, y'all don't try to come to my aid. Y'all
come
don't
on, Jerry,
y'all.
Bro. Come on, Jerry, bro. Cut out Jerry, bro. There you go, Jerry, bro. Cut out Jerry, man. Cut out Jerry, bro. Please,
I'm
Chris,
talking
man,
to Chris.
Man, fucking line, man. Fuck. You're just fucking line.
Fuck. You know what?
Fuck. Hey, y'all, let's get back to Razor, man. Let's get back to racing, y'all. Forget the flyer and forget all that, man.
Yeah,
we trying to do something March 1st and March 8th. While we only
hey, Alice, y'all going down to Chris's race? I'm going down on the 8th.
Might be. Might be.
Y'all might be.
My buddy Mayo called me and told me he won't Bud Light Lime.
No, I've been asking for Mayo, but Mayo told me the bike ain't ready. Is the bike ready, Chris?
Yeah.
I need to verify that with Mayo.
Hey, verify that with Mayo, Chris, because you know what we talking about.
Mayo's bike is ready.
Hold on. Tell Mayo that he ain't even got to look that far. He can look right there close to home to the orange bike and white goat. He ain't got to go all the way to Georgia to look for
that.
Man,
Mayo,
he's
going to
be out of the country
that
weekend.
Yeah,
tell Mayo that.
Uh-oh, another 200-pound man called you out, Rich.
Yeah. But Mayo, but if you really look at Mayo's pattern, he calls out people before every event. You ever see him? He calls out all the time. Not just me. He calls people out all the time.
Do we raise him, Rich?
Hell yeah. If his bike right. Look at Chris Moore got him 3 times back to back.
Well, you
know,
he kept on
getting the same damn thing. He kept on getting the same thing. That motherfucker said he got a lot of problems, but money ain't one of them. Hey, he kept on doubling up. The man got money at the end of the race.
Come on for that lady, come on.
Richard know that fool race, don't Richard.
Fool race.
Mayo.
You see, he used to at one point he did, but he hasn't.
His bike ain't been getting down the track. What the hell you just were talking about, Richard?
I know,
over
I know.
Race you spinning down the track. See,
I know that.
That's what I be
I
saying,
know that.
See?
That's his problem. That's why he's not racing. So see? What I'm saying, what you want me to do? Give him credit for trying to, what you want me to say? You said I know he's racing. I said he hasn't. What exactly
that bull race. When you get back on his combination, he's great, man.
Yeah, when he get back on the combination, I believe he'll race. You said, does he race? He hasn't lately. His bike ain't been working. Whatever his reasons are, that's his reasons. It ain't nothing for him.
Rich, you pull up, man.
Yeah,
now, you're doing the same thing you just now sat in here co-signing for now. I want you to know now.
I'm not going to explain it to you because you know what you're going to say.
That fool drunk and everybody going to laugh. But that ain't the case. I'm just telling you.
Man, you lost me.
Real joke.
I don't even know what
real.
You're talking about.
You say he ain't racing. And you know his bike been spinning, man. You
okay,
so I'm going
to
get him hell.
He's racing?
But, yeah, you both say he raced when his bike right. That's what you both
okay.
say.
He raced when his bike right. His bike ain't been right. So when you ask, has he been racing, I said no. I told the truth.
No, he said, do he?
His reasons is his reasons. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? I know his bike ain't been getting to the track.
I told you.
Man, you stupid.
Well, I'm tired of talking to y'all. The hell with y'all. Bye. I'll see y'all Saturday.
Where's Possum?
Man, Possum is gone.
Hey,
man.
CC.
We got another call.
CC, what's up with you and what's up with you and
no,
hey, what's up with y'all? You on Creative Customs, see?
No. As far as I know, it's still on. I don't want to say anything wrong, so can somebody please tell me what I can say before I say it?
Well,
I mean,
you
I don't
know,
want to say anything wrong.
Creative Custom looking real good now.
Okay, and so is my dog on the outside, but that don't mean nothing.
All right, but you know what I mean? I'm sorry, your dog ain't looking good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this man, you know, he ready for you. Are you ready? I'm just asking, are you ready? Because y'all locked that in. Y'all locked that in. So one of y'all going to pay some park out money.
Hey, let me tell you something. Cab is paid. Bike is in the garage. So, take what you want to take from that. Cab is paid. Bike in the garage.
I'm just asking. You know, I ain't trying to let you get in your feelings. You know what I mean? I'm just asking. You know what I mean? I can't ask a question. I feel like you feel. Now, I can't ask a question.
Hey, oh, okay. Let me spell this out, and I hope I can get it right. Y E S. And that spells what? Roger.
It might spell ass
whooping. Oh
no. Might spell ass whooping.
Wow.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You asked me what it stands, what it means. It might mean an ass whooping. I'm just saying. I don't know. You might win. I mean, the best can't win. That ain't my count. You ain't my count. So I don't really give a fuck who wins the race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we got some more callers here, guys. Let me open this line. 9340. And your line is open. All right. Well, we lost connection with them. All right. Yep. Let me see here. Ryan, let me see.
Richard.
Yo, what?
Hey, can I get you to shake my mic down? How much you going to call me, man? You know what I mean?
Who's that?
Come on, man. I might want to make some money since y'all mic might not be working. Mine might be working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe
who's
we
that,
can
right?
win some money. Yeah, maybe we can win some money. How about that?
I guess we'll see.
I'm just saying, if Bud Light Line ain't working, nothing y'all got at the track working, and my shit working, in the track right, I want you to run over top of somebody.
If your bike work, if Bud Light Line ain't working and your bike working, that means your bike ain't really running.
I tell you what, I'm sorry, Jared Jones. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
Don't say that because when you get to the track and Frank run over top of you, don't tell us in 2014 my bike wasn't working.
Wow.
So all the excuses, this is a new year. You know, I get beat. I can't win them all. I can't win them all, but you best believe I'll be right back in the lab doing the same shit.
Yeah, I mean,
Believe that. I'm on the street tie. Uh-huh. I'm on the street tie. I can get more races with a street tie bike than a flat slip bike. Y'all cry about them fucking flat slips. But don't put them on your bike if you can't get a race. Put one on your bike if you want to race them. You know what I mean? Run what you brung. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I pull up beside you, CC, and knock C's off with my 14, you'll feel like I disrespect you. But
well,
I'm just telling you,
look,
it's racing. I gamble.
Hey.
If I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose. If I'm going to win, I'm going to win.
Well, you know what?
But
I'm
going to win for me.
I'm coming at that money. I don't care who you put on. I'm coming at that money.
That's money.
Hey,
no, come
Roger,
get
Roger,
it.
Roger, let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, brother.
That's all
it is.
That's money. It's a gamble.
Nah,
it's a gamble.
I'm tell you,
you know what I mean? It's a gamble,
you.
Bro.
You know, Roger,
come on, man.
Roger, let me ask you a question.
No, you can't ask me too many questions there, John, because you know the answer to them. Because
I
ain't going to back down from nobody.
Can I ask you
if
one?
If I can't beat you, I'll tell you I can't beat you.
Can I ask you one?
Yeah.
Have I told a lie on the phone tonight?
A bunch of them.
That's your opinion. I can't co-sign by that. You know what I mean?
Roger, I want you to be a man of your word tonight and tell me, not only you and me know what we're talking about. Have I told a lie on the phone tonight?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
no,
it depends on what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about from what.
Well, then what does it
matter?
No.
Only you and him know.
Yeah,
I hear
a lot.
It's a lot. Let me tell you something.
If he says yes or no, what benefit we getting out of it?
Hold on. It's a lot of stuff I can say on this phone tonight. And Richard know what I'm talking about. I'm a man. I don't do shit like that. That's bitch shit. You understand me?
No.
And
let
if
me tell
me
you
and you fall
that.
Out, I won't never goddamn tell your secret, bro. That's how I am.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I just might not fuck with you no more.
No. I'm going to tell you this right here. Only me and you know what I'm talking about right now. Did I tell a lie on the phone tonight? Only me and you know what I'm talking about. That's all I'm saying. Don't nobody know what we're talking about right now.
You know what I mean? I ain't
going
to say yes or no to none of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You
because
you
a grown man, and he a grown man.
Hey,
and, you know, he
here.
Did the same thing with Richard. You know what I mean? Richard, you know what I'm talking about.
Man, come on, man.
But leave that alone. That ain't for everybody. That shit ain't for everybody.
Okay. But you know what? I guarantee if I was in that situation, y'all would be chiming in like crazy on it, trying to call me out.
I don't even know you like that to chime in on your homie.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
Look, what I'm saying is, Richard don't know nothing about what we're talking about. Alex don't know what we're talking about.
Richard know a lot
about
what we're talking about. Richard know a lot of what we're talking about.
I don't have no idea what y'all talking about at all.
Hey,
well, you know what, Richard? You know what? We'll talk about it offline. You
hear
me? That's how you handle that, though.
About,
you know what I'm saying?
I was talking about the weather.
Listen, whatever y'all talking about, I don't need to know. You
but
ain't
you, that,
me
you handle off, that off, offline. You know what I mean? Handle that, you know, that old slick shit offline.
Man,
you know what I mean?
Because, see, this is what I don't like, and I think a lot of people on here. A lot of people on here feel me, but they ain't going to chime in on it. Y'all, a lot of people bash me about being me. But when I call somebody out, it's like everybody's trying to protect their feelings. Y'all don't try to protect mine. All I'm saying is I'm speaking the truth because this is what was told to me.
But let me ask you this. If everybody feeling, if we all in that fucking feeling, we'd be fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm just saying, man.
We'd be all fucked
people,
up. We get in our feeling, bro.
Hey,
our feelings
like that,
will
Rick,
fuck you up. You know what I mean?
Look,
if a motherfucker fuck with my
Roger.
Feelings, I'm going to fuck them up.
Roger.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look,
I have
look,
feelings.
Hey, guys. Look,
what are y'all even talking about, man? God damn.
Yeah. Look, we got another caller here, 8025.
Hey, what the baby going to do, man?
Kevin, tell him, Kevin. God damn, he crying. He crying. Creative Company,
crying.
He crying. I ain't crying at all. You just have your motor on your bike. You got your motor back on your bike.
Roger, you know you ain't going to run me.
No,
so
you got your motor back.
Why.
You got your motor back on your bike.
I don't even know
I'm
why
asking.
You on this.
You already, Frank
talk.
Already done got beat. We did it for $50. Y'all already got ran the fuck over with the bike. Now the bike new. So what? God damn. So stop crying. So we're going to race. We ain't going to do all the talking this year. 2014, it's a new year. We done ran over Black Mingo one time. We done ran over you, right or wrong. Have we beat you? Have we beat you?
You said the magic
have we beat
word.
You? But have we beat
we
you?
Sit,
have
we
beat you?
For
$50 and we beat you. We bet it $50 fucking. Money. Possum did the race
right
for
money,
$50.
Man.
I mean, let me take that $50 fucking. So if you want to do it for more, March the 1st, bring your bike out there. If it's working right, we're doing it. You know what I mean?
Let's lock in right now.
You hear me telling Richard to test the bike out. Richard, what I tell you, Richard? Richard, what I ask you, Richard?
What you say?
Richard, what I ask you, Richard?
What you got nothing to do with this?
Richard,
now, Richard, what did I ask you, Richard?
This man trying to lock in with you. You calling Richard name.
I ain't locking in with him, but the bike ain't being tested. This bike ain't being tested.
Roger, hold up. You know my motor ain't even been on my bike. So my bike ain't been tested.
You ain't even tested. I can't say I'm going to race you, Kevin.
Well,
I tell you what. If the bike right, Kevin, we will race.
Roger, I'll bring my bike straight to the track. With no shakedown, with a fresh
motor. If your bike right, listen. If your bike... If your bike right, Kevin, we'll race.
Don't worry about it.
I got one up on you, so you know what I mean? It really don't matter, Kevin. You know what I mean? Wait your turn, okay? Get in line.
Hey,
take a ticket. Take your ticket. Get in line.
Custom
Cuts.
See what I'm talking about?
I hear the same shit tonight. Your bike got to be right. The track got to be right. Everything got to be right.
What you want with the track, though?
I mean, everything got to be right.
Roger,
you know what I mean? We've been down the track having a good time Sunday with the little 1000. We had a good time down there. What was y'all bike set? You couldn't come to the track because your tuner was sick. You didn't have nothing to run at the track.
If my mechanic's sick, I don't come to the track.
Okay, stay home then. So is he well now? I think I talked to him and he told me he was well.
He all right, but I tell you, I'll lock in and run you off the trail.
So, you know, I ain't even focused on it. I'm going to have so much shit going on in my race, man, to really not even be paying the fucking bikes no attention. I'm going to make sure y'all having a good time. You know what I mean?
Hey, Roger, we got 9 more minutes left, dude. Man, we got another caller here, man. 3275. Your line is open.
Yeah, I called in and talked to the Black Buzzard. I heard the Black Buzzard talking stuff about them GSs.
Hey.
I guess the Black Buzzard ain't on here no more, huh?
Must not be.
Who's the Black Buzzard?
He's off of Custom Cuts.
Wait, hold on.
I thank you. Now you're talking my kind of language. What's going on, my little friend?
Here we go, round one. What's going on, partner? Where we going to get going?
First and foremost, who am I speaking with?
Who are you speaking with?
Yeah. If a man afraid to tell his name, he really ain't a man at all.
I ain't never afraid. I'm all 110% man. This is Deshaun. You know who it is.
Okay, well, wait, hold on. First of all, Mr. Willer. Now I'm calling you Mr. Willer. Can you please tell everybody our record between the two before we get this conversation started?
Oh yeah. You won up. Ain't no problem about that.
Okay,
you won up.
We can talk. Let me tell you something. You chimed in last week. Everybody know this man is real. He say Custom Cuts is one up on him. So I'm gonna tell you this, Mr. Old School.
Oh, you real? You one up on him?
when you bring those old schools out, you got some friendly action. You know, because, hey, I'm willing to shake down with
the... Friendly action? What do you mean friendly action?
I thought we was pals after I beat the brakes off of you.
Hold up now, because we can show everybody the video. I was out in front of you, and that bike just shut off, and I coasted halfway down the track, and you barely caught me.
You know what?
You got that rabbit foot in your pocket. You know I'm right. Because you know when I left the powder, it was done. The video shows.
Yeah, and you know what?
We get mapped for the video up.
Let me tell you something, Junior Willer. I was watching NHRA Sunday, and John Forrest was out in front. But at the finish line, that female was in front of him. So I'm going to tell you like this right here. If you want some get back, you meet me in Valdosta. And you try to prove yourself.
I'll be there. I'll be in Memphis on the... What's wrong with Memphis on the 10th?
Hey, hold on. Hold on now. You don't want me to beat you away from home now, do you?
What's wrong with Memphis on the 10th?
Okay, well,
I'm trying to get it in on Memphis on the 10th. In May. and in June in your backyard.
Oh wow. And I'm going to tell you this right here. Make it even better. You make sure you bring that guy that walks with a cane with the gray hair.
you talking about that guy? Hey, you talking about that guy just bought you a top, huh?
Watch out, Willa. Hey, you bring that old jar head with you. Willa, you know I ain't mess with you, man.
Oh, man.
As long as the world here that custom cuts do have one up on somebody. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know we got to do it again now. Come on now. You know you didn't want to do it that day, but you know we got to do it again now.
And so can we do it for a chicken box and a soda?
For a chicken box? Oh, it ain't going to be that easy. Oh, hell no. Hey, you know what? We can do it two times in one, to the eighth and the quarter, all in one shot.
And you know what? And for the world to hear this, I like seeing these pro mod guys come down to our level and race us. But for the world to know, this is Willa, the world record holder in pro mod, want to race Custom Cuts, so Custom Cuts is one up on him. So to all my fans, he's on the cover of magazines. That's why I be telling everybody every week that Michael Phillips mean nothing to me because I beat world record holders every year.
Hey man, you got to come to the Derby in May, man. I done put an outlaw class in, heads up.
Uh-huh.
You just get a wind light.
May the
second through the fourth. We just put the flyers and shit on Facebook.
Yeah, but the last 2 years, it's gonna rain y'all out.
Yeah, we done had a little trouble with a little rain, but we gonna be good this year. We done had a little trouble. We done had our fair share of rain. We do for a good one this year.
And when
we do, we pack it out. It'd be like 7-Eleven up here, man.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't like beating up on one man every year, but I tell you what, you make it right, I'll be dead in again because, Will, I'm going to tell you, you was out in front of me. I don't know what happened to your motorcycle, but it cut off, and, boy, my third stage did not just sit in, and, boy, I went around you.
Now you keeping it real.
You did say that man was in front of you.
It always real. I ain't got no problem with it.
Hey,
no.
I'm gonna tell the world that doggone GS left out on me. And boy, I was like, man. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this right here. If I would have got out of the gas, he still would have won. But I said, man, I'm a little hitting that could, and I kept pulling that throttle, and that joker cut off. Yeah, I think I always do the finish line.
Hey, you know what? That one ain't the only one I lost like that. I went about a month later and lost another one up on this end like that. Bike was gone out in front. Like somebody just took the key and cut him off. He barely come around me through the stripe in the quarter. Like,
but
kiss
you know
mine.
What?
The word around the
barbershop.
What's that?
I think you need to get that vibration stopped on that Pro Series 2, bro.
Oh, it's done. I don't have no more of them. I got new shit now, so I ain't got no more of them.
Oh, don't tell me you firestorming now. Don't tell me you firestorming.
No.
What?
No. Pro Series 3? Nope.
Oh.
You ain't gonna believe it if I told you.
Don't tell me you're standing alone. Don't tell me you're standing alone.
No.
Wow.
No shit.
I mean, Willa, why don't you share what you got going on? Because you know what? All these old school cats been coming in the barbershop showing me pictures of what you got. I know the inside of your shop better than you do.
Hey, that's all right. That's what it's there for. That's all right. I hope they showed you both of them because I got two of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But let me tell you something, man. Weight, horsepower ratio. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, man, that ain't no problem, man. You just need to do your research on them GSs, man. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. It ain't nothing about that. So everybody ought to be able to go ahead and jump all on them because them old things are old, slow, and heavy. So everybody ought to jump on them things, man.
Wow.
And the only thing I can say is some easy money fooling with them things. Everybody
wow.
ought to jump on
them. We've got 20 more seconds.
Well, cut them cut. Just feel like you got some easy money then, huh?
He got some easy money.
Easy as apple pie.
Easy
as apple pie.
Easy.
Yep. Easy as apple pie.
Yep. Well, I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. Shit, y'all can, man. Try to make it to the Derby, man, the first weekend in May, second through the fourth. I guarantee to have a good time, man, all weekend. Guarantee.
Okay,
all guaranteed money, grudge, outlaw, everything.
All right. Okay, guys, we're going to come tonight. That's the end of our time. So we will chat back and hook back up again next Wednesday at the same time, the same place.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, y'all be safe now.
Chris, right. Am I going to see you this weekend?
No, man, I'm going to be at work this weekend. I'm begging to be off next week. So it's going to be tight.
All right, that's what's up, bro.
Okay.
So what are Ray's going to be at this weekend?
In Shelby, North Carolina. It's about 3 hours from Georgia. Yeah, where you from?
From Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Man, shit. Go on Facebook and check out No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest, man. I'll send you the address so you can Google it and shit and see how long it'll take you. But it's going to be a lot of money there, bro.
All right.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, Chris.